Test 11.
Part 1. Listening Comprehension. Directions. This part is to test your listening ability. It consists of three sections. Section A. Directions. This section is to test your ability to understand short dialogues. There are five recorded dialogues in it. After each dialogue, there is a recorded question. Both the dialogues and questions will be spoken only once. When you hear a question, you should decide on the correct answer from the four choices marked A, B, C, and D given in your test paper. Then you should mark the corresponding letter on the answer sheet with a single line through the center. Example, you will hear, Are you catching the 13:15 flight to New York?
No, I'll leave this evening.
Question, what are the two persons talking about? You will read A, New York City, B, an evening party, C, an air trip, D, the man's job. From the dialogue, we learn that the man is to take a flight to New York. Therefore, C, an air trip, is the correct answer. You should mark C on the answer sheet with a single line through the center. Now the test will begin.
1. I'd like to have a single room with a bath today.
I'm sorry, but all the rooms are booked.
Question, what does the woman mean?
Two. Excuse me, sir. Can you tell me how I can get to a bank nearby?
Go down the street and turn left at the corner. You can't miss it.
Question. Where does the conversation most probably take place?
Three. Susan, we'll go camping this weekend. Would you like to join us?
Oh, great. I like camping very much.
Question. What will they do at the weekend?
Four. What are the main products of your company?
We are a manufacturer of household appliances.
Question. What does the company mainly produce?
Five. Can I help you, madam?
Yes. I bought a mobile phone from your store, but it doesn't work properly.
Question. What is the woman doing at the store? Section B. Directions. This section is to test your ability to understand short conversations. There are two recorded conversations in it. After each conversation, there are some recorded questions. Both the conversations and questions will be spoken two times. When you hear a question, you should decide on the correct answer from the four choices marked A, B, C, and D given in your test paper. Then you should mark the corresponding letter on the answer sheet with a single line through the center.
Conversation 1. Hi, Jack. What kind of work do you want to do when you finish university?
I've always been interested in anything related to computers.
Oh, that's a job that pays well. Have you sent any application letters yet?
Yes, I have. A few companies have invited me for an interview.
Well done.
How about you?
But I haven't decided yet.
Which field would you like to work in?
I'm always fond of designing.
So you may try to contact some advertising companies.
Good idea.
Question 6. What kind of job is the man interested in?
Question 7. What is the man's suggestion to the woman for getting her job? Now, listen again, please. Hi, Jack. What kind of work do you want to do when you finish university?
I've always been interested in anything related to computers.
Oh, that's a job that pays well. Have you sent any application letters yet?
Yes, I have. A few companies have invited me for an interview.
Well done.
How about you?
But I haven't decided yet.
Which field would you like to work in?
I'm always fond of designing.
So you may try to contact some advertising companies.
Good idea.
Question 6. What kind of job is the man interested in?
Question 7. What is the man's suggestion to the woman for getting her job?
Conversation 2.
Excuse me, Mr. Black.
Yes, is there anything wrong?
Could you change your appointment with me this afternoon?
What's the problem?
I'll have to visit an important client this afternoon. It's urgent.
Then perhaps we can meet tomorrow.
What time exactly?
How about tomorrow afternoon at 2 o'clock in my office?
Can we meet an hour later at 3 o'clock?
Okay, see you then.
Question 8. What's the problem with the woman?
Question 9. What will the woman do this afternoon?
Question 10. What time do the two persons finally agree on to meet each other? Now, listen again, please. Excuse me, Mr. Black.
Yes, is there anything wrong?
Could you change your appointment with me this afternoon?
What's the problem?
I'll have to visit an important client this afternoon. It's urgent.
Then perhaps we can meet tomorrow.
What time exactly?
How about tomorrow afternoon at 2 o'clock in my office?
Can we meet an hour later at 3 o'clock?
Okay, see you then.
Question 8. What's the problem with the woman?
Question 9. What will the woman do this afternoon?
Question 10. What time do the two persons finally agree on to meet each other?
Section C. Directions. This section is to test your ability to comprehend short passages. You will hear a recorded passage. After that, you will hear 5 questions. Both the passage and the questions will be read 2 times. When you hear a question, you should complete the answer to it with a word or a short phrase in no more than 3 words. The questions and incomplete answers are printed in your test paper. You should write your answers on the answer sheet correspondingly. Now, listen to the passage. I am a full-time white-collar worker. I should say my working conditions are really good. The working hours are very reasonable. I work 38 hours a week from Monday to Friday. I get a 4-week holiday with pay. I always go on a 2-week vacation in the summer, and I usually take another week to travel abroad in the winter. That still leaves a few days if I want to take time off for something else. We are even allowed to take unpaid leave if it's really necessary. Our company introduced a flexible working time system last year, so I can start any time between 8 and 9 in the morning, and sometimes I can leave as early as 4 o'clock in the afternoon.
Question 11. What does the speaker think of his working conditions?
Question 12. How many hours does the speaker work every week?
Question 13. How does the speaker spend his holiday in winter?
Question 14. What system did the company introduce last year?
Question 15. When can the speaker start his work in the morning? Now, listen again, please.
I am a full-time white-collar worker. I should say my working conditions are really good. The working hours are very reasonable. I work 38 hours a week from Monday to Friday. I get a 4-week holiday with pay. I always go on a 2-week vacation in the summer, and I usually take another week to travel abroad in the winter. That still leaves a few days if I want to take time off for something else. We are even allowed to take unpaid leave if it's really necessary. Our company introduced a flexible working time system last year, so I can start any time between 8 and 9 in the morning, and sometimes I can leave as early as 4 o'clock in the afternoon.
Question 11. What does the speaker think of his working conditions?
Question 12. How many hours does the speaker work every week?
Question 13. How does the speaker spend his holiday in winter?
Question 14. What system did the company introduce last year?
Question 15. When can the speaker start his work in the morning?